You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mwembela?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be talking to you between today and on Friday, talking about the Christ ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. Now, after his death and resurrection, Christ returned to heaven. He promised that he went to prepare a place, according to John 14, verse 3. Now, the ancient tabernacle and its services show us that Christ is working to prepare for us our heavenly home. And over the next a couple of days, as we said, we're going to be exploring the earthly and the heavenly sanctuary in order to understand what is it that Christ is doing on our behalf right now. So, Pastor, what is the significance of biblical sanctuary in the Old Testament?
All right. The biblical sanctuary served as the dwelling place of God among his people. When you read Exodus chapter 25, verse number 8, you shall discover that it symbolized God's presence. That is where the Hebrews could approach God through sacrifice and worship. And so we can say it was also central to, you know, the covenant or relationship that Israel had with God. And so each time they looked at the sanctuary, they could learn lessons of holiness, forgiveness, and atonement. And these are the same lessons which pointed to the ultimate sacrifice of Christ on Calvary's cross.
Now, how different or similar was this sanctuary from our, you know, churches today?
All right. Let me begin with the similarities. The first one, both the sanctuary and our churches today, they serve as places of worship where people gather to encounter God. And the second one, I would say, both they focus on prayer, reverence, and a connection with God. And so that is what is common when you look at the sanctuary in our churches today. And the third similarity, I would say, is the sanctuary in our churches today, you know, they use symbols to deepen our spiritual understanding. So these are the similarities. Coming to the differences, I would say the sanctuary had a sacrificial system that involved the usage of animals. Today, our churches emphasize, you know, Christ's completed work and do not involve animal sacrifice. So that is the first difference between our churches and the sanctuary. The second difference, I would say, the sanctuary had divisions. So there were three apartments in the sanctuary. That is the outer court, the holy place, the most holy place. And these symbolized, you know, that the sanctuary had a restricted access to God. While today our modern churches, they often emphasized, you know, direct access to God through Christ Jesus. And the third difference I would love to mention is that the sanctuary was portable and it was designed for a nomadic people. We know that the Hebrews were sojourners in the wilderness. And so the pitching of, you know, the sanctuary tent for them, it was somehow, I would say they would move the sanctuary from time and again. Each time they camped, they pitched a sanctuary to worship God. And so we find that that is one of the differences that we find. Whereas today our churches, they are permanent structures. They are not put to carry them. And so that is the difference that we find between our churches today and the sanctuary.
Now, why was then God so specific, you know, about the sanctuary and how it was to be built?
All right. I would say God's specificity reflected the sanctuary's role as a physical representation of divine truth. You will agree with me that each detail of the sanctuary, that is the materials, the dimensions, the colors, all these, they carried symbolic meaning. and teaching, you know, profound spiritual lessons about God's character and plan for humanity. Let me give an example. The God that was engraved in the Ark of the Covenant, the altar of incense, they symbolized God's holiness and majesty. The sacrifices that were, you know, being conducted on the altar of burnt sacrifice, they pointed to Jesus's future sacrifice. And so we discover that Paul actually summarizes this in Hebrews 8, verse 5, as he says, the exact design mirrored the heavenly sanctuary. And so God was specific because he wanted to communicate heaven's truth to mortal men.
Now, the appearance, do tell us about that appearance and arrangement of the sanctuary.
All right. Remember, I had mentioned earlier that the sanctuary was a portable structure, and the sanctuary was divided into three divisions or apartments. And so the first apartment was the courtyard, which had one gate. And that gate pointed to Christ, you know, as the way to the Father. Then in the outer courtyard, we find there was an altar of burnt offering. And this altar of burnt offering was used for animal sacrifices, which symbolized the atonement for sin. Then the next, you know, item that was found in the courtyard or outer court was a laver, that is a basin for ceremonial washing, which symbolized purification. And so the fourth apartment, which is the courtyard, had one gate, had an altar of burnt offering, it had a laver. All these pointed to the divine truth, that is the sacrificial death of Christ, and also the purification through baptism. The second, you know, apartment of the sanctuary was the holy place. Now, this is the first room of the tabernacle, of the sanctuary. And in this second apartment, I would say there was a table of showbread, which had 12 loaves of bread. And the table of showbread, you know, symbolized God's provision for his children. No wonder in the New Testament, Christ comes and he says, I am the bread of life.
Yeah.
And so the table of showbread, it symbolized God's provision. Still in the holy place. The second item was the golden lampstand. Now, this lampstand provided light, and it symbolized God as the light of the world. And we as disciples, when we look at the golden lampstand, you agree with me that Christ comes and he says, I am the light of the world. And all his followers, he tells them in Matthew 5, 16, he says, let your light so shine before men, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. And so as we look at the golden lampstand, we discover that we have been given a duty to be the light of the world, just as Jesus is our light, is the light of our lives. And I would say the third item that was found in the holy place was the altar of incense, which represented prayers ascending to God. And so this is what was found in the second apartment of the sanctuary. Now, the last and third apartment was the most holy place. Now, basically, in the most holy place, that is where we find the Ark of the Covenant. You know, and in the Ark of the Covenant, we find that I would say the Ark of the Covenant was somehow a house which housed the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, and a pot of manna. And so the lid covering of the Ark of the Covenant on top of the Ark of the Covenant, that is where we find what we call the mercy seat. And the mercy seat basically was, you know, this is where God's presence was manifest.
Yeah.
And so as you look at the, you know, the articles of furniture that were, you know, was found in the most holy place, you discover that, you know, God still upholds, you know, the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments, they give us guidance on how we are to walk on earth. Aaron's rod, it actually, it is a representation of God's power to revive that which was dry. We discover that the pot of manna, it somehow speaks to the kind of diet that heaven has, and also the kind of, you know, diet that we as Christian on earth should strive to emulate. And basically the necessity, it represents that God was ever present with Israel so long as Israel was willing to abide in the Lord.
I see. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and the same place. But for this afternoon, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.